Looking back at last night, Ollie, I'm sure after such a good fight back, you were disappointed to come out in the losing end of the game.
Yeah, it was, look, Amir, it was probably the exact reverse of last week, where we won against Sligo in the last minute winner and nobody was complaining. So you got to take your eye with the good with the bad, and it was probably the exact opposite of what happened last week is what happened last night.
Ollie, the start of the game, it was a third minute or so, and the same again, the 14th. But by all accounts, we obviously didn't see them, but there were supposed to be two very good goals scored by Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, to be fair to Shamrock Rovers, all three goals, including Simon Madden's late winner, were three great strikes. They were from distance, all three of them. Dylan McAllister hit one that went in off the underside of the crossbar and a bounce over the line, and then Ronan Finn hit one in off the post that Kieran Gallagher had no chance for either. There were strikes from distance, so we didn't close down in time. But saying that, it's very difficult to legislate for that type of start. But look, at that stage it looked very grim, and it's probably the majority of people at the game, both in the crowd, have expected them to go on and win comfortably. But it didn't really happen that way. And to be fair, in the second half, I thought we were very, very good. It was probably the best half that we had all year, and got back into it deservedly, and then just came up short when they broke away, basically in the 90th minute. But that's the way it goes. As I said, we got a winner last week in the last minute, so you take the good with the bad,
Yeah, Ollie, a couple of different scores for you last night, since you were relying on Houston and O'Connor lately, but Keelan McAleer and Paddy McCourt both scoring for you last night, and as you say, an excellent second half when they brought you back into the game. You must have been pleased at that.
Yeah, we're pleased with especially the second half when the first 25 minutes we looked out of our depth. We looked like this is going to be, a straightforward victory for Shamrock Rovers. And then a little bit of confidence came back, and from there on I thought we were quite good. The second half we'd much more of the possession that you rarely have away from home, certainly not up until that, to put it that way to you. But yeah, we had quality, to be fair. Paddy did very, very well, in possession. As a Keenan McAleer, he's done well all year, to be fair to him, without scoring, so it's good for him to get a goal. Just a little bit of a kick in the teeth for all of us to concede, basically in the 90th minute. But as I said, you can't have it all the one way,
Well, Ollie, you said Paddy McCourt playing well last night, but elsewhere, I'm sure you're as much disappointed with the result as you were. You had a few injuries last night.
Yeah, we already had a couple of injuries going into the game, and unfortunately, Kieran O'Connor and Danny Morrissey both pulled up with hamstrings. We had a little bit of a problem with the warm up, which may not have helped. But look, it's Danny has a history of hamstring problems, so it looks like we'll be short the two of them along with the others for a couple of weeks to come.
Yeah, you went through that last year, Ollie, and you that's what you have the squad for, I suppose, and you're hoping that all the rest of the boys can step up for you now.
Yeah. Look, we have a big game on Monday night against Coghill that we were very lucky to win at this stage last year against them in the League Cup. So we have a panel for a reason. Look, as I said, there's very little difference between the best player we have and number 18. Yeah, you could say Paddy McCourt might have that little bit extra as regards on the ball, but taking him away, there's very, very little difference between them, and the lads will get a chance to step up both on Monday night against Coghill and on Friday against Dundalk. And look, that's what it's for, and I've no hesitation in that they'll do it.
Yeah, so Ollie, just briefly on that one on Monday night, you're looking forward to that. Now, it's a short turnover again, but as you say, I suppose you'll be a chance for you to give other players a game on Monday night that probably deserve a game.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, Coghill will be a serious opposition, as they all deserve. I've watched them the last 2 weeks. And they have the senior players and the lads that have a serious ability as well. So, we will have to change things around on Monday night, simply and utterly because we've a number of players out injured. But also, we'll have to look at the Dundalk game as well and keep the two of them in mind. But, it'll be very difficult to beat Coghill with the full side, don't mind anything less.